Welcome to New Music We Love, the new music podcast where we're getting to the bottom of the new music that's come out over the past 24 hours. The past couple of weeks have been beyond bizarre as the world faces the prospect of a new normal. For the next few months, it seems the unusual will become usual. So let this little bit of ridiculousness become the little light of positivity as we all work out what on earth is going on. This week we're joined via FaceTime with a rapper who's made a big impression on the scene in the past couple of years. From the quiet suburbs of Cambridge rather than the concrete jungle of the big city, it's Big Heath. How are you?
How are we, mate? I'm very good. Very good. I'm very good.
Amazing. How are you holding up amongst everything that's going on?
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. A little bit bored, I can't lie. But yeah, obviously, even though you're inside, it kind of gives you more time just to listen to new music, really. So yeah, man, it's been good. It's been good. But I'm looking forward to getting back out there because, I mean, obviously, as we are right now, everyone's full. Even though I don't think we're officially on lockdown, a lot of my music's been put on hold because of it, so I can't wait to get back out there. Yeah.
Now, before we get to it, this might bring up some good memories, but am I right to think that you used to have a pizza, or still have a pizza, named after you in a pizza restaurant in Liverpool?
Yeah, that is right. The Big Heath.
What is the Big Heath?
It is a pizza made with love. Wow. It's got sausage, caramelized onion, twice the cheese, and then it gets finished with some like hot sauce on top.
Wow, when you first did a pizza made with love, I'm not sure I wanted that. But that sounds good.
It's good.
What is your self-isolation food of choice?
Beef jerky.
Really?
Yeah, I love beef jerky.
For some reason that was so unexpected, because like I feel like most people are going for very like carby options.
Nice, mate, like I think I was a little bit late because I went to the shop and there's no carbs left.
Oh, fair enough.
Right, there's nothing left.
Anyway, let's delve into some new music. We're going to play our first game, which is 5 tracks in 100 seconds. This is when I put 100 seconds on our timer, which is 1 minute and 40 seconds. And we've got 1 minute and 40 seconds to talk about 5 new songs that were released today. So I'll mention the song, I'll put it in the circle, and then you and I will have a quick chat about it.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's do it. The timer's on. Let's go. So first, Young T and Bugsy, they've got a new album out, Plead the Fifth. And your favourite track on this was Throw Me a Text. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's just a few songs. I mean, obviously, them two have been hard at work now for years. The last 2 years, they've started to make a real big impact. And it's quite good to see them both with their first album. It's sick. It's so good. And the hook on that song is just massive. It's so catchy. So yeah, man, that's not big.
I mean, we forget just how many like hits Young T and Bugsy have. Even on this album, they've got Don't Rush with Heady One, Strike Opposed with H as well on here, and the latest single, Bully Beef, featuring Freddo. So, next track, 4am, Manny Naughty, Black, Rima, and Tion Wayne. What do you think of this?
Huge again. The beat is so catchy. It's like Afrobeat, but with some kind of UK influence on that. Black on the hook, obviously, you know it's going to be good. He on Wayne versus Sick. Yeah, man, it's a great song. It's a really good song.
Absolutely massive. Tiny Temper's back with a new single featuring Notes. This one's called Top Winners. And the first Tiny Temper song we've heard in a while.
Yeah, Temper's back in town, baby. I mean, it's good to see him back. He's not released anything for, like, I mean, for what I know, quite a long while. It's not my favourite track. I think it's good. I think it's not what I was expecting from him, but it's still a really good track, man.
Yeah, and we're running out of time very quickly. Big Tubbs has a brand new track out, Is a Vibe, on new mixtape even.
That is my favourite new song. It's a banger. It's an absolute banger. The way that they rap back to back is just crazy. Like, that's an absolute huge song. It's a banger.
We've run out of time, but a notable mention also to J Balvin, who's got a new album called Colores as well.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, so we didn't quite get it all done in 100 seconds, but that's fine. You were mentioning before, though, before that segment, that obviously you're locked in at the moment. And obviously a lot of live music's been cancelled. But you've done, obviously, a lot of live performing, Wireless, Reading and Leeds Festival. 2017, you opened for Nas as well. What was that like?
Crazy, man. That's like the question that everyone always asks. It was first kind of like, I didn't really take it all in, mate, until afterwards. Like, cause I feel like if I did, I'd have been really scared. And secondly, I don't know, like when it's all happening, you kind of, I'm quite professional. Everything. I kind of don't think about it much. I just kind of like, okay, it's just like doing a standard gig. And then afterwards, obviously I like was walking back to backstage and I just saw him and I was like, what is actually going on here? Like I've opened up for like one of the greatest rappers ever. Like, yeah, man, it's crazy.
Amazing. Now, Heath, do you have any pets?
I have two dogs, but they don't live with me at the moment.
Okay. Are dogs your favourite pet?
By a country mile.
Amazing. Well, I've got a dog as well. And at this time...
What have you got?
I've got... she's like... God, I always slag her off on this podcast. I really shouldn't. She's a mixture between a Dachshund and a Jack Russell. So kind of like an angry sausage.
That sounds very angry.
Yeah, very angry. She's got a cone on her head at the moment, so very angry, especially. anyway, so I played my dog, one of the new songs that was released today, first thing this morning, first thing I did when I woke up. I recorded her reaction to the song, so I'm going to play you her reaction, and you just need to guess what new song she was listening to.
Different.
All right, so here is the sound.
Wow.
I thought that was quite obvious, actually. But
I'm going to go with probably Manny Norto.
That was actually spot on.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not even lying about that. That I've got written down on my sheet right here that we played Manny Norto, Black, Rima, Tion Wayne, 4 AM.
I am a dog whispering music expert.
I'm very impressed with that. I really am, because nobody's ever got that correct before.
There you go.
You've got a new single out now called Role Models. It came out last month. What's the track about?
Pretty self-explanatory, really. I mean, the track's about how when I was growing up, it was kind of more musically in terms of my life. I didn't really feel like there was many role models that kind of musically I aspire to. I'm very much a fan of old school hip hop. So I always felt like I had to go look somewhere else. Inspired me. And musically on this track, I just kind of wanted to take it back to full-on rap. Like, no big overly produced hooks. Just like, yeah, just really rap, rap, rap.
The flow on it, like, especially that first verse, it's really fast rapping. It almost reminded me of Busta Rhymes at the beginning.
Yeah.
How do you even do that thing where you say a million words at once?
I think my biggest thing is that I could never do it. So I don't even know. And I think my team as well were like, well, we didn't know you could rap that quick. And I feel like it just comes, mate, from listening to so much rap. Like, if you listen, I always think if you surround yourself around things, you're always going to take that in. My whole life, I've heard so much rap that I kind of took that in. So how I rap so quick, it's just by kind of hearing that all, and then it just kind of comes out of you, like you don't think about it. I think also if you try and rap quick, like if you try too hard to rap quick, it will sound too like you try too hard, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Are you like nervous when it comes to performing this song live?
Nah, I can't wait.
Amazing. Well, we're gonna play a game called That's a Rap. We're gonna focus on just the first three kind of verses of Role Models, probably the quickest bit. So from that first line to I told my brother on the chat now, through to if I see it and believe it, then I know it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see who can rap it faster.
Yeah.
You, the professional rapper.
Yeah.
Or me, the guy who's never rapped a day in my life.
I'm looking forward to this.
This is not about quality. This is purely about speed.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you want to go first or should I? It's completely up to you.
You can go first.
Thank you for putting me on the spot in that way.
I want to get inspired.
Okay, wow. All right. So for full transparency, I've got the lyrics up in front of me here. So already we can deduct some points for that. Let's do it. All right.
T minus 30 seconds.
Yeah, I told my brother on the chat now, you ain't going to be no Gita Rap now. You're going to pick P Off The Beats and Stack Wild, and you ain't going to talk no breeze to be that loud. Jeez. Me need two, got three, got four, got five. Looked my G up in the eyes. I don't need no gat to rhyme. Time for you to come alive. And I remember I weren't that old. I told my nanny I'm going to have a record gold. Seeing this rapping, then I changed my mind to platinum. If I see it and believe it, then I know it's going to happen. 22 seconds and 10 split seconds there. You see? Okay, so as somebody who's never rapped before, what, how, oh, you are you impressed or not so much?
It was good.
I feel like that's a lot of pity and sympathy. And I was kind of hoping to use this as my audition for an opening slot, but maybe that's not coming down the line.
No, I wouldn't jump that far, mate.
All right. Okay, well, now it's your turn. So you've got the time to beat is 22 seconds and 10 split seconds.
Okay.
If you're ready, I'll count you down and then start timing.
Go for it, mate.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I told my brother on the chat now, you ain't got to be no GT right now. You can make people for me to stop while you ain't got to tell no breeze for that. Like, we need 2, get 3, get 4, get 5. Look my G up in his eyes. I don't need no guy to ride. Time for you to come alive. And I remember I was very old. I told my nanny I'm going to have a record goal. Seeing this rapping, then I changed my mind to platinum. If I see it, I'm going to leave it. Then I know it's going to happen.
18 seconds and 42 split seconds. Well done. And much rhythm and flow, I would suggest.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I could have done it quicker, but then I'm a perfectionist where I have to do everything how it flows, if you get me.
Yeah, I could hear how that was a song much more than my version.
Hopefully,
yes, exactly. Well, look, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I've got two questions left.
Go for it, pal.
One is actually a question. The last is what we call the final question. When can we expect to hear more music from Big Heath?
There is a project coming. I don't want to say too much more, but there is a project coming.
There's a project coming. All right. Well,
yes. I'm going to say the next, before summer.
Before summer. Okay. Yeah. So potentially within this coronavirus period, there could be a new project.
I mean, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because is it a good time to release new music? I suppose it is because everyone's inside, but I suppose it's the kind of mood of what you've produced. Because like, if you've made something that's very kind of partying or out, do you know what I mean? Like, then it's not maybe a good time. But if you've made something that's... So, yeah, hopefully when this virus is all blown over.
Yeah. My final question then. This needs a little bit of thinking to it. Today, Noah Cyrus, Miley Cyrus's younger sister, released a new single called I Got So High That I Saw Jesus. If you got really high on, I don't know, Life or Sweet Corn or something, and could meet one person you've never met before, who would you want to meet?
That is a good question. It's two people and I just can't pick. I'm sorry.
You can meet both.
All right. Tupac.
Okay.
And Henry the Eighth.
What? All right. Okay. Tupac, I don't need to ask so many questions about. Henry the Eighth, actually, one of your artworks, you're dressed up as Henry the Eighth in plasticine.
Yeah, man.
What's the obsession with Henry the Eighth?
I just love him. I don't know. He's just a big boss. He just does what he wants. I mean, I'm not saying what he did was good, but whatever Henry wanted to do, Henry did.
Fair enough. You know what? I completely agree with you. No complaints.
But I always get some like stick from people online because he's a bad person. It's like, yeah, I know that. Like, I'm not stupid. Like, I know he did some bad stuff. I respect more his work ethic than what he did.
You know what I do. I was not expecting that to come out today. Big Heath, thank you so much for chatting.
No worries.